Pumpkin Becky.
Welcome to the first podcast from Banton Biggies.
Banton is a small primary school in North Lanarkshire in Scotland. Our class is primary 5, 6 and 7.
This term we have been learning about the history of Banton.
The podcast is about one afternoon where we learned about the mining, which played a big part in Banton's past.
Banton Biggies, North Lanarkshire.
Last week, Mr and Mrs Carter and James Coleman came in at 1 o'clock to talk about the history of Banton's mining from 250 to 50 years ago. We will be recounting this for you and I hope you enjoy. The lamps and rocks. Before we started, Mr Carter told us about some of the jobs that children and their parents did. Then Mr Johnson split us up into groups of 4 and 5. I was in a group with Callum, Alexander and Alex. First we went to the lamp and rock table. It was very interesting and Mr Carter told us that miners through the ages started with just candles that would explode if exposed to gas. Then we had a little watering can looking light. You would fill it with oil and light the wick, but still no protection from gas. Then we had a gas lamp that if you turned it would light as gas and always running out, but still no gas protection. Now we have the safety lamp with finally protection from gas because of a glass cage. This would clip onto your belt. Finally, we have the electric lamp, and it was powered by a battery and worked very well.
In the 1840s, mining was often a family job. A whole family might work together.
The father or older boys would be at the coal face. First, they would have to break up the coal.
They would use a chisel to make a hole to put the dynamite in and blow up the coal.
Then they would put the coal in the hutchie and the mum and older children would push and pull it on their back and carry it around the mines to the outside.
The younger children would be opening the traps. These kept poisonous gas out of the mines.
The miners at the coalface needed to pay the pullers and trappers, so they preferred to use their own family.
The best DJ in the world, probably.
The well-behaved Banton Biggies.
On the second station, we were with Mr Carter and he showed us some lamps and candles that they would use down in the mines for light. He also showed us a brick with the name Banton on it. To get the Banton sign on the brick, they would get the brick and stamp a Banton sign on it whilst it is in the mould. He also showed us some stones and a piece of coal that was from the mines. The names of the stones were sandstone, ironstone, limestone and firestone. The limestone was used for fertilising fields and also for cement and concrete.
In 1842, there was a report about the terrible conditions in the mines. Robert Hughes travelled round asking questions for all sorts of people who worked in the mines. Here is what some of them told him.
Robert James is always mad.
We have much fire in the pits at times. 2 men were killed, Stirling and King, a short since by explosion. Stirling had a davy in his pocket, but descended with his oil lamp lighted when explosion momentarily took place. A short time since, 4 men were drowned by accidentally pricking into an old working.
Alexander Colchier.
I have wrought 5 years in still mine and work occasionally on day and night shift. My usual hours are 12 to 13 daily, for which I get 2 shillings and 6 pence. On the average of working days, which are 8 or 9 in the fortnight.
Robert Rennie Collier.
Young boys are used in the narrow seams to draw in the bogies. From the wall to the wagon road, it is very hard work. The distance now is 70 to 80 yards. The seams vary from 13 to 24 inches in thickness. They crawl on their hands and knees. The harness they wear is similar to horses and they draw the bogies up and down the base.
Hugh Campbell Cole Farmer, age 10.
I have helped to fill father's hutches for 12 months. Sometimes I shove them with my brother. If I do not do my bidding, I get my licks, sometimes the bell and whiles the pick shaft. I go down at 5 and 6 in the morning and return at 5 at night.
William Marshall Putter.
I draw father's clothes, have done so 12 months. I wrote 3 years before with father at handloom, weaving, but it was no good, as father said, the loom would not get its oatmeal. Coal work is more sore, I pull harness and little brother pushes.
Robert Hartley Cold here.
I have wrought for years below and worked 10 and 12 hours. I make 10 shillings a week. I reckon a certain here or carry away 15 shillings. Fire damp is in this mine. I was sorely burned with it 2 years since. I had to lie idle 8 weeks.
Margaret Brown, 13.
I wrote at Glen Colley 4 months. I draw the hutches and ropes and chains. I work from 6 in the morning till 3 and 4 at night. The small hutches contain 2.5 hundred weight.
Crawford Freeman, 8 years old, trapper.
My father makes me gang with him in the morning at 5:30 and I return at 6:30. We live at Banton, 2 miles away. I don't mind the daylight, but it's awful dark and a long road after we get in the main mouth. I am glad to get home, as have only oatcakes and water in the place I work.
We all enjoyed the visit and had learned a lot about mining. Now we know that it was like to mine and the steps of how people used to mine in the old days of mining.
The Amazing Banton Biggies.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. You can find out more about our learning on the Banton Biggies blog. We will be back next term with some more podcasts.